We want to welcome in and travel. I mean, who knows? I don't even know how the tariff stuff will affect travel, but we got Real ID. We got a lot of airlines that are in flux. Peter Greenberg, CBS's travel editor, and of course, host of Eye on Travel, which airs here on WTIC from 8 to 10 p.m. on Sundays. And Peter, kind enough to join us here on this Thursday morning. Peter, good morning. How are you?
And good morning to you, sir.
Listen, thanks for joining us. I guess I don't know how much you've been talking about the Real ID stuff, but do you think that, I don't know if it's TSA or the airlines, but do you think they're you know, come May, they're going to turn people away and not let them travel?
No, not going to happen. Here's the story. Real ID has been on the books since 2003, and it kept on getting the can kicked down the road every year, postponed, delayed. Officially, the enforcement is supposed to happen in May next month, that you have to have Real ID as your official proof of a valid ID, or you'll be turned away. Guess what? The guidance for the TSA now is they're not even going to start enforcing it until 2027. So if you're listening to the show, I know it's silly. If you're listening to the show and you own a valid passport, you don't need Real ID, period.
Right.
Valid passport trumps everything, so you're fine.
And also, like, I if you bring certain documentation to renew your license, it'll happen. It happened to me automatically. I didn't even know it. So you might even have Real ID and not know it. You just got to look at your license.
Exactly. Look to see if you got a little gold star on the upper right hand corner. That'll be your indication.
Yeah, and I was surprised that I had it. Okay, so now they're kicking the can down the road even longer. The original impetus for having you on is, you know, when it comes to air travel, obviously it's gotten really expensive. I want to ask a sort of state of play, and then I'll get into Spirit and Southwest. But I mean, how are things in the market? I mean, is there any easing at all in terms of airfare and in terms of flying across the world?
Well, the answer quite simply is yes, in a dramatic way. In the last 6 weeks, the number of foreign travelers to the U.S. is down 26%. From Canada, it was down 10 days ago, 40%. Today, it's down 75.6%.
Wow.
These are staggering numbers. And if there are fewer seats coming over here, fewer empty seats. No, there are more empty seats. And now there are more empty seats going over there. And so as a result, on international flights, the airfares are plummeting. We saw one fare today, get ready for this, round trip from Los Angeles to Sydney, Australia, $396.
No way.
I was sending one of my team members on a shoot that we were doing in Egypt from San Francisco to Cairo. That airfare 10 days ago was $437. You can't get from Washington, D.C. to Chicago for $437. So we're seeing sort of a flip here. International airfare is plummeting because demand is dropping in the wake of the Trump immigration policies, deportation, the tariff wars, the trade wars. And then a proposal that hasn't been implemented yet, but it's being considered, to ban citizens of 43 separate countries from flying to the United States. Now, even if that's never implemented, the optics here are so intense that the perception of America as being an unwelcoming country, other people are choosing not to come to begin with.
Well, that's a fascinating dynamic because, I priced out going to Vegas, and basically I could go to Cairo for cheaper than it is to go to Vegas. So domestic travel is still firm.
Yes.
But international travel,
wow. Yeah. It's not just firm. Domestic travel is going to increase in terms of price. Because the way things are going right now, even U.S. government agencies, the ones that are still around, are not spending money on travel because they're in flux. Nobody knows what's going on. So you look at all that demand drop, airfares overseas are basically in the cellar. However, within the U.S., domestic airfares are going to go up because this looks like to be the summer, unless something drastically changes, where people stay within the 48 contiguous states.
Hmm.
That may be road trips, maybe airline tickets, but that's where people are going to be. They're holding back on international travel simply because of uncertainty and fear.
This is fast. I want to get to Southwest and Spirit, but I'm going to follow up because my daughter's going to France, and we bought a refundable ticket like 2 months ago. If you find a lower fare, can you just cancel the ticket and then book the new fare?
Yes. Here's the thing. If you buy an airline ticket, was this on a U.S. carrier?
I think it might have been on Delta, actually.
Oh, then you're fine. If you buy any ticket on any U.S. carrier, you can always cancel ahead of time and get a credit. You won't get a refund.
Right.
You'll get a credit. then go out and rebook another ticket and apply that credit against it, and you'll get another credit for the difference. So that's how you play the game now.
Interesting. Oh, Peter, you're just crushing it today. Spirit Airlines goes into bankruptcy. By the way, Peter Greenberg, CBS's travel editor, and 8 to 10 p.m. on Sundays here on WTIC. Just real quickly, Spirit Airlines goes into bankruptcy. Now they're going to try to cater to, you know, I don't know, higher net worth travelers. But if they don't change their planes and everything, like, who's going to want to fly them?
Well, here's the thing. With every other airline, including Southwest now, trying to follow the Spirit model of charging for everything short of breathing, Spirit may have a niche they can play with right now, because here's the funny thing about Spirit. Nobody ever gets it. They're the most on-time airline in the United States, and nobody gives them credit for that. And at least they're transparent in what you're going to have to pay to get on the plane. Now, can they be a standalone coming out of bankruptcy? Probably not. They're going to need a merger partner. That may be Frontier. They've tried it before. It hasn't gone through. They may try it again. But right now, they are operating, and they're operating most of their schedule, the new schedule at least, even though they did a lot of triage of the schedule last year. So as long as you're paying for your Spirit ticket with a credit card, then you're protected. And I would have no trouble flying them.
Hey, this is great. I mean, the big takeaway for our listeners, if you've been thinking about or planning a trip overseas, now is the time to book it. And maybe swap it out with your domestic trip, because that's only going to get more expensive. That's really helpful stuff, Peter. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Peter Greenberg, again, CBS travel editor, and again on WTIC 8 to 10 p.m. on Sunday. That I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. I mean, that makes total sense. But the percentage of people traveling to the U.S. has gone down dramatically. Right. So that means that the seats going back to Europe, there'll be more empty seats. And listen, if it's supply demand, the prices have to come down. So I'm going to go check out those. I mean, if we could save a couple hundred bucks on my daughter's ticket, I'm going to go text my wife right now.